2 Kings, chapter 21. Manasseh was 12 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 55 years. And his mother's name was Hephzibah. And he did what was wrong in the sight of the Lord, like the abominations of the nations which the Lord dispossessed before the sons of Israel. And he rebuilt the idolatrous raised sites which Hezekiah his father had destroyed, and he set up altars to Baal, and he made a phallic park like what Ahab king of Israel had made, and he worshipped every celestial body and served them. And he built altars in the house of the Lord, where the Lord had said, I will establish my name in Jerusalem. And he built altars to every celestial body in the 2 courtyards of the house of the Lord. And he made his son pass through fire, and he divined by clouds, and used enchantment, and he engaged in necromancy and wizardry. He was profuse in doing evil in the sight of the Lord, so that he provoked him to anger. And he set up the phallic carved image which he had made in the house concerning which the Lord had said to David and to Solomon his son, I will set up my name age-abidingly in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. And I will not chase Israel around again from the land which I gave their fathers, but only if they take care to do everything which I have commanded them, and to act in accordance with all the law which my servant Moses commanded them. But they did not take heed, and Manasseh led them astray, to act worse than the nations which the Lord had destroyed before the sons of Israel. Then the Lord spoke through the intermediacy of his servants the prophets, and said, Since Manasseh, king of Judah, has committed these abominations, and has done more evil than everything the Amorites did before him, and also caused Judah to sin through his idols, this is what the Lord God of Israel says, I am about to bring evil on Jerusalem and Judah, such that the 2 ears of all who hear it will tingle. And I will stretch the measuring line of Samaria and the plummet of the house of Ahab over Jerusalem, and I will wipe Jerusalem out as one wipes a dish. One wipes it and turns it upside down. And I will abandon the remainder of my inheritance, and I will deliver them into the hand of their enemies, and they will be spoil and plunder to all their enemies, because they have done evil in my sight, and they have been provoking me to anger from the day when their fathers came out of Egypt up to this day. And Manasseh also shed very much innocent blood, until he had filled Jerusalem from one end to the other, apart from his sin whereby he caused Judah to sin by doing evil in the sight of the Lord. And as for the rest of the affairs of Manasseh, and everything he did, and his sin which he committed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Manasseh lay with his fathers, and he was buried in the garden of his house, in the garden of Uzzah, and Amon his son reigned in his place. Amon was 22 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned for 2 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Meshulemeth, the daughter of Haruz from Jotbah. And he did what was wrong in the sight of the Lord, like what his father Manasseh did. And he walked in the whole way in which his father walked, and he served the idols which his father had served, and he worshipped them. And he abandoned the Lord God of his fathers, and he did not walk in the way of the Lord. And Amon's servants conspired against him, and they killed the king in his home. Then the people of the land struck down all the conspirators against King Amon, and the people of the land made Josiah his son king in his place. And the rest of the exploits of Amon, which he undertook, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And they buried him in his grave in the garden of Uzzah, and Josiah his son reigned in his place.